When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I ran upstairs, I shut the door, and I locked it because it's going to be like a two-minute phone call.
Right.
And she's screaming. There. I can't believe I'm admitting this. She's screaming, and she's banging the door, and then she told my husband, Mommy, lock me in the basement. I was like, you wouldn't let me talk on the phone. That was my solution. Hey, thanks for listening to We're Momming Today. If you're listening on a smart speaker or website, make sure to find me, Lauren Simonetti, on your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And don't forget to leave me a review. We're Momming Today with Mina Lele, a mother of two and a smart mom at that. Also, medical researcher, background in chemical engineering. And Mina, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
When your sons were diagnosed with severe food allergies, you don't have any food allergies.
Nope.
You decided, I'm going to become a businesswoman. I'm going to develop a peanut and egg line to introduce babies at a young age to allergens.
That's correct.
And help the situation, help my personal problem.
That's correct.
Well, I don't think most moms would think of doing that. Did you try everything else first? Because allergies are such an issue. I mean, if you go to bring in cupcakes for your kid's birthday at school, you have to put a list of every ingredient in the cupcakes.
That's right.
Or buy school safe cupcakes. If you're on an airplane, they don't serve and they ask you not to take out anything with nuts in it because of severe allergies. How big of a problem is this?
I think it's a huge problem. I think about it all the time. Obviously, you know, my son is one of the people with food allergies, and obviously I don't want him to get hurt, but I also don't want the rest of the world to not be able to eat foods that are good for them just because some people are going to get hurt. And I'm not sure how we figure out how to balance everyone's needs.
Is that what is happening, though? Moms aren't giving their kids healthy foods because they're worried about the allergies?
You know, it's funny you say that. So about 20 years ago, when food allergies first showed up, doctors didn't know why food allergies were rising. So they thought that the best thing to do was parents to delay introducing nuts and eggs and things like that to a year or 3 years old, right? Sounds safe, reasonable enough. And then it turned out that food allergy rates actually just started to spike even harder after that. And then so that confused everybody. Mm-hmm. So they looked into it. They did some studies and they realized that when babies are fed peanuts, eggs, tree nuts, milk, wheat, all these things very early on and consistently as part of their infant diet, it drastically cuts their risk of developing a food allergy.
Okay, I get that. But you can't feed a baby cow's milk
right. Until
they're one.
Right.
You can't give a baby a peanut.
Right.
How do you give a baby these foods that they might be allergic to at an early age?
It's funny you ask that. That was the exact challenge, right? So my older son, Laszlo, he develops all these food allergies. And then I find out, you know, there's something I could have done. And so I have my younger son and I'm adamant. I'm going to protect him from having food allergies. And it sounded so easy at first, right? The doctor was like, well, just feed him some eggs, you know, bake them and feed it to him. And I was, you know, how you do that at pediatrician's offices, you just sort of nod ahead. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And then I got home.
Bake an egg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I got home and thought, how are you supposed to do that? From part of my chemical engineering degree is actually food science is part of chemical engineering. So
that's
I have
awesome.
A bit of a food science background. I took some classes in it. And so I actually sat there. I figured out how to do it for my son. So mm-hmm. for my son, Kieran, I said, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do to prep all these foods ahead of time. I'm going to turn these foods into powders because then it'll be safe for him. I'll also be able to make sure he's getting the right amount of it in each serving. And so I did that. And he doesn't have food allergies.
Age?
I started him at 5 months.
At 5 months. Okay. And mm-hmm. he had no reaction to anything that you did?
Nope.
And are the doctors convinced that your experiment is a cure?
Well, it's not a cure. So just to be clear,
okay.
It's not a cure. So my older son, Laszlo, still has all his food allergies.
Okay.
It's not a cure for anyone. Little Mixins is not for anyone who has a food allergy. It's for babies to reduce their chances of ever developing a food allergy. And something you just mentioned is actually a key point parents need to understand is that a food allergy is your body's immune system reacting, right? So think about when you have a cold. First, the virus has to get in your body, and then you react to it, right? Mm-hmm. But so you're not born, if you will, reacting to a virus. And it's the same way. Babies react. They make the mistake and start reacting to peanuts if they're never fed them. But what happens is if you're feeding them peanuts, eggs, again, dairy, tree nuts, all these things from the beginning, most babies' immune systems learn, okay, these are safe foods my mom is feeding me. Stay cool.
And generally around 4 months, it's okay to introduce some sort of solid into your baby's diet.
It depends on the baby. So some babies are ready for solids at 4 months.
Some six.
But by 6 months, almost every child is ready for solid foods.
So even if you're breastfeeding, you can mm-hmm. express into a bottle, put a little bit of the powder of peanuts in there. And then what would the reaction you'd be looking for in your baby to see if there is an allergic reaction?
Yeah, it's a great question. So somebody actually studied this and they looked at what kinds of reactions happen in babies from 6 to 12 months. And the thing that every mom needs to know out there is that the most common reactions are hives. So they will break out in maybe like redness around their mouth mm-hmm. or they might throw up. But that reaction that mom is worried about where the baby starts wheezing, and I'm not saying it could never happen. It's incredibly rare, though. So very, very few babies, even if they have a reaction, will have that kind of reaction. And the coolest thing, though, is remember, babies haven't developed the allergy yet. So the whole idea is if you're feeding it to them at 6 months, almost nobody will have any kind of reaction because they haven't developed the allergy yet. The development of the allergy happens closer to 10 months or somewhere between 6 and 10 months is right. What they've found. And that's the idea. You're trying to I don't want to call this and oversell this and say this is like a vaccine, but it's the same idea that you're trying to do something before the sickness ever shows
what
up.
What is the name of the product?
Little Mixins.
Okay. And where can we find it?
So right now on Amazon and on our website. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, probably by 2020 we'll be in retail.
Are you worried as a businesswoman? Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the fact that you're a mom, you're a chemical engineer, a food scientist. You just took matters into your own hands and mm-hmm. fixed a potential issue for your
others.
Family
yeah.
and for others. But are you worried at all about lawsuits or a mom saying, you know what, I used your product and my son had to go to the emergency room?
You know, I think that's the single biggest question I get from investors. And so I was having a debate with someone about it yesterday. And here's where I stand on that, right? Think about where we've gone in America today. We're so worried about something bad happening to one kid that we don't let anybody play outside anymore. No one's allowed to do, you know, anything because maybe one kid will fall or maybe something will happen. But now we're learning that there's this whole generation of kids that have insane amounts of anxiety and depression because they were never allowed to, like, be by themselves without
an
adult.
Play with the dirt. It's okay.
Yeah,
you know? Go run in the street.
Exactly. And so if you do the math, mm-hmm. right, so there's about 4 million babies born each year in the United States. Mm-hmm. And just I know that maybe your statistics aren't for everyone, but if you kind of do the math, something like 100,000 kids every year or more will develop, 120,000 will develop a food allergy to peanuts only. Almost 10%, so 400,000 will develop some kind of food allergy. But let's just focus on peanuts. 120,000 kids will develop peanut allergy. What the big clinical study showed is that 80% of those are preventable. So by feeding all babies peanuts early, we can prevent 100,000 kids a year from developing a lifelong illness. Now, if you look at the same numbers again, the odds of a baby ending up, you know, from wheezing, ending up in the ER, not they might hit hives or something else, but ending up in the ER from wheezing is something like 40 babies a year. So do we want to live in the kind of world where because we're scared 40 kids are going to have, you know, we want 100,000 kids to get sick?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
As moms, we are scared.
Yep.
Because I remember giving my son, what was it? I think it was his first scoop of peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And my husband being like, you can go to the emergency room right away if something happens.
Yep.
And I was like, well, what's really going to happen? But we're so scared because of the warnings on the airplanes. And, you know, I was so excited to bake for my daughter's first birthday at school. I really wanted to bake. I was thinking of how I was going to decorate all these cupcakes. And the teacher was like, what are you talking about? She's like, go to ShopRite and buy the little pack of mini cupcakes that says school safe.
Right.
Unless you want to give me a list of all the ingredients that you use and I could edit all this out. And then I need another batch baked this way. I was like, okay, I'll go to ShopRite. But it's scary for a parent because we're always hearing about these allergies our kids might have.
I understand.
If you breastfed your babies, which is supposed to be good for allergies, not developing them.
Breastfeeding,
and the like.
Having a natural birth.
And I still haven't given my kids, one of my kids, shellfish because my husband's allergic and I just don't want to deal with it.
I understand. And I think but that's really the challenge for all of us as parents, right? What is our job as parents? It's not to put our kids in a bubble and protect them forever from every last bad thing that could happen. We're supposed to guide them. We're supposed to think about their long-term benefit, right? So we're so scared about today having a reaction. And that's on us, right, as mothers. But instead, we're willing to let our kid be sick for the rest of his life just because I'm scared today. And I get it. I was terrified myself with my second son. Terrified because I have a kid with food allergies. But I think that's our job as parents is to own our job, you know, is to do the right thing for our children.
And because of that, and you want to help other parents, I was doing a little bit of reading, and you're keeping your price points on Little Mixins relatively low because you just want this to be as accessible as possible
to families out there.
Huge to me, yeah. So give me just an example of how much some of these items cost. And is anybody else doing what you're doing?
So there are a couple other companies doing what we're doing. I would say on average, the price points of theirs are about 3 to 4 times what mine is.
Oh, wow. So is that a peanut butter?
Is peanut, egg, and tree nut. Yep.
How much is the peanut powder?
Yeah. So if you bought all three of these together, it would cost you about $80, which sounds, you know, okay. So that might sound like a lot, but each of these jars,
they go a long way.
Yeah, exactly. They each last you for 4 to 5 months. So the idea is you buy this set one time, you feed it to your baby with yogurt, which is a baby safe dairy, maybe with wheat cereal, with their baby foods, whatever. And when their babies are done with this, they're old enough to eat peanut butter. They're old enough to eat a scrambled egg. And so you can move on to other home cooked foods.
And it tastes like peanuts and eggs, and the taste is...
Yeah. I say the egg kind of tastes like a communion wafer, which is kind of funny because it's a baked egg with, you know, just a starch in it. So it's very
I'm
like
I'm
going
to think of you now every time on Sunday when I get the Eucharist in church.
It's funny. That one, yeah. But the tree nut tastes like trail mix and the peanut tastes like a delicious peanut. I've recently had some chefs try them and they've all said to me, yeah, I would feed this to my kid.
Get out. Yeah. So what's next for you?
You know, education is so huge, right? Because I agree with you. I think when moms are so scared, but when we have the tools and the knowledge and our other friends are doing the same thing, that's what gives us the support and the confidence, you know, to do the right thing for our children. And so my big game is making sure that every mom out there and dad is educated about what their kids need to do.
How bad are your older son's allergies? Like what would happen if he was exposed to certain foods?
It's a funny question people ask all the time. And the true answer is I don't know because I'm not going to test it.
That means it could be really bad because you had some experience to make
you think
that.
We've been to the ER a few times. Let's say put it that way. We've definitely been to the ER when he's had peanut or when he had egg, when he had accidentally, fed him a walnut or walnut that I didn't know was in a sandwich.
Oh, so easy to accidentally do. Here, 6 million kids have food allergies. Mm-hmm. That's 2 kids in every single classroom in the country.
Yeah. But then imagine if we just fed them these foods early, you know, and I like to tell dads because I think dads kind of latch onto it's like protein powder for my baby, you know, it's like
developing their muscles underneath all those rolls.
But imagine if that number and that what we're saying is basically instead of 6 million, that number could be 1 million or less. Right. Which just by doing this one thing. And that's huge. Like, think about what a better world we'd live in if that many fewer kids were sick.
You're passionate. How do you get the medical community on board?
You know, what's great about this is that the medical community is on board. 70% of doctors today, pediatricians, are already talking to parents saying that they should be introducing these foods.
That is true. I will give you that because my doctor, same thing. Expose as early as possible. Give
them
peanut butter. Give them
because they're not the ones
yaddy.
Who have to do it, right?
Yeah, right. I know.
And actually, next week, I'll be at the American Academy of Pediatrics talking to pediatricians. And the truth is, the reason I decided to make this into a real business is because I went to the American Academy last year and I talked to doctors. I talked to several hundred doctors about what we were trying to do. And to a T, every single one of them said, yes, you know, I've been wanting to tell my patients, but I didn't know how they were going to do it. And I didn't want them to do it incorrectly.
Like grind a peanut or something.
It turns into peanut butter, weirdly, right?
Oh,
if you, you know,
okay.
Think about it. If you put peanuts or nuts into a blender, you end up leaving chunks in it and it actually turns
into
a butter.
On the yeah. Like a popcorn kernel.
Exactly.
So what was your job before Lomixins?
I was the director of clinical affairs at another startup company in the vascular access space. We had a device so that children, people could get blood draws in the hospital painlessly.
Are you still involved with that?
I still help them out time to time, but no, I've left. This is my full-time.
This is your full-time job.
Yeah.
And how is that juggling mom life and startup life?
I am at the moment doing a bad job of it, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, aren't we all?
I need to be doing a better job of giving my kids dedicated time and turning everything off. Turning my brain off is the hard part, right? Because you have so many things swirling around. Oh, this has to be done. That has to be done. And your kids, what they need from you is focused attention, you know, and they don't even want 12 hours of it. They need one, two. And I'm going to make a better commitment to that, you know, now, because I've slowly let this job bleed into 24 hours of my life, and it can't be, you know. I think we all have to focus on our kids and our husbands and our marriages and all of that. That's in the end more important.
There's only 24 hours in a day. I know.
But which one are we gonna?
I have to answer emails sometimes, throughout the day, and my kids get mad at me when I pick up the phone.
Same.
And I feel like I'm not even that. I'm pretty good about not picking up the phone all the time, and they don't even let me have a phone call. That's a whole other thing. I locked my daughter in the basement the other day because I had a call I had to take, and she was like screaming. I was like, "No, this is like important." I'm like, "Stop, stop, stop!" And she wasn't reading any of my body language, so I ran upstairs. I shut the door and I locked it because it's gonna be like a 2-minute phone call.
Right.
And she's screaming.
There.
I can't believe I'm admitting this. She's screaming and she's banging the door. And then she told my husband, "Mommy locked me in the basement." I was like, "You wouldn't let me talk on the phone." That was my solution.
You know, I'm wondering. They've noticed that if I really have to take a phone call, I might let them watch like an episode of StoryBots or something. So I'm kind of feeling
the sugar in the iPad.
Exactly.
Come out.
Right. I'm feeling like they're like kind of hoping now I have a call in the middle of playtime, so that
mom's got a work call.
Yeah, I get to watch TV, but I think. Look, my older son is really interesting. He's five. He's five, and he's a bit wise beyond his years. And, you know, he says to me things like, which is really interesting. I had to, you know, leave on a trip, and he said, "Mommy, why are you going away for 4 days?" And I said, "Well, you know, for work, and I have to do things." He said, "You're going away so that other babies won't have allergies like me."
Perfect.
And I said, "Yeah, baby, I'm really sorry, but that's what it is." And he said, "That's okay. I hope other kids don't get sick."
That is a beautiful story.
It is. It's really, really, it's so mature of him to try and, you know, think about other people.
And elevate hope. You. And, well, mommy's working for a reason.
Yes. He's a good guy. He's a good kid. We're lucky.
Well, and how old is the little one?
Almost four.
Oh, it was very close
very
in age.
Close,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did that go?
You know, I'm a believer in the 1-2 punch, because you minimize the number of years in diapers and the years in naps. And my sister and I are about 18 months apart. My husband and his brother are 18 months apart. So it's kind of familiar to us.
Okay. Just the beginning is tough, I suppose.
Yeah. But now they're so close and they're such good friends, you know.
Everybody says.
And they play so well together, which is awesome. I'm glad that, you know, we went through that bad year.
Yeah. No, I'm... That bad 1 year.
The first year when the year
we
when...
didn't sleep.
Yep.
The year nothing got done.
Yeah. Oh, man. My husband and I talk about that all the time, just how insane we were. And then once, you know, we finally got to sleep again, you know, you kind of function.
You're like a whole new person.
Yeah.
Have you thought about baby number three?
No, baby number three. We are two and through.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some they are a handful.
So I hear you're outnumbered.
Yeah, I have three men in the house. What if I had a third?
Yeah, completely.
And it was a boy. There's a 50% chance it's a boy. I'm not going to let that ratio happen.
Yeah, but you could go for the girl.
I know, but there's a 50%
chance you get the boy. Or twins. Then you have four.
Right. I have a friend who, you know, tried, and then she ended up with triplet boys.
Stop it.
It's a true story. And she is doing great, and her family looks so happy and is awesome, but... That's what I think of when people say, I'm like, it could be twins, it could be triplets.
We'll leave it there.
Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcasts Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music app or just hit the follow button on your favorite podcast player.
Thank you for momming today with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.